Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the Mobile 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update, special report. From the floor of Rocky Mountain Con, Smurf here, along with one of an up-and-coming cosplayer. She's been around for 10 years, but oddly enough, she has kept her existence secret.
Like a superhero.
Identify yourself, young cosplayer, to the listeners and players at home.
Hello, my name is, I go by Rosakova Cosplay, but my name is Nicole. I respond to either. I've really been doing cosplay on and off for about 10 years. I do it for fun more than anything. That's all it ever will be, is meant for fun. So, yeah, that's all.
So, a big nerd? I mean, because cosplay, cosplay is so influenced by the pop culture. Yeah. I mean, what's the background? Where did you find the passion? Where is it?
It started back in, like, the beginning of high school.
Okay.
I was a huge anime fan, and I had some friends who were too, and we would Google whatever it was, or be on, like, what was it, photo bucket and all that stuff.
You can cuss, it's fine.
I was like, I don't got the words, but we found pictures of cosplayers, and we're like, oh my gosh, these people are dressing up as these characters, what is this?
Right.
And we learned more about it and just kind of got into it that way, and we're making stuff at home, and then we learned about cons after cosplay.
Right.
And we went to our first con in Denver 10 years ago. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was your first cosplay?
It was a Naruto cosplay.
Ooh.
It was I honestly can't remember the character's name. It's been so long, but it was one of the bad guys from Naruto. I remember that.
All right. So now this weekend, it looks like you're sporting Merle.
Yes, I am.
From Walking Dead.
Female Merle. Gender Ben.
Gender Ben.
Yep.
which are you a big Walking Dead fan?
I am a massive Walking Dead
fan. Wow,
massive. I love Walking Dead.
How many of the stars have you met?
Let's see. Three? I want to say three. No, two. Just two.
Okay.
Met Tom Payne and Michael Rooker.
I'm sure Michael Rooker was a fan.
Yes, Michael Rooker is amazing. He loves all my stuff, actually. So.
No, Michael Rooker is. I've had lengthy conversations with the gentleman.
Yeah.
He is a blast.
Yeah, I went and met him at a Colorado Springs Comic Con, and we talked forever. So long that his PR was like, "Let her go. She's got to go. You've got more people."
Enough already. You're consuming their time.
Yes. I felt bad. I was like,
no, never feel bad. That's what they're there for. Yeah. Let them earn a paycheck. It's not fair to just drop your money and run.
Yeah.
You need to earn that a little bit.
Yeah, because I brought him one of my Star-Lord prints, actually.
Oh.
I gave it to him as a gift, and he was very emotional about it, actually.
Oh, okay.
He loved it. So.
Well, I mean, he's Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yeah.
Now, do you gender bend a lot of male characters?
Yes, actually, that's kind of my thing I'm, kind of known for.
Okay.
Is my gender bend. So I take a lot of male characters, turn them into what I think they'd be as a girl.
Okay.
So.
Who's your favorite one to bend?
Negan.
Wow.
My Negan is my favorite one. That's probably my favorite cosplay.
Okay.
So I get really into character with that one, and just
you just like hitting
like
people
badass.
With a baseball bat, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I'm like, let's go. We want to go. Let's go.
Have you executed anybody yet? Have they done the photo?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I like to get people down on their knees and smack them with my bat.
Wow, a little BDSM here this weekend at Rocky Mountain Con, in case you missed it. Now you know. Now, how are you? So you're watching the show, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
So what are you expecting out of the new season? Have you liked the course of the show?
I loved Walking Dead from, season 1 to 3, and then, 4 to 6, I kind of got... I watched it because I'm loyal and I like the characters, but it wasn't my favorite. And then when they got into season 7 and introduced Negan at the very end, I was like, here we go. I'm ready. Let's
nice.
Do this. We finally got a new bad guy that's worth something.
Have you read the comics?
I've actually started reading them recently.
Oh, so you have no idea what's coming.
I don't, and I'm hoping to get through the comics pretty quick, so it, I can learn.
I can't say it's an easy read, but it'll get you
like
hooked. Did you cry? Who did you feel more bad about losing, Glenn or Abraham?
Glenn. I felt really bad about Glenn because Maggie's my female my favorite female in the show.
Not so. Carol?
I do like Carol, but I like Maggie a little bit more.
Okay.
But I felt bad for her, and I was like, oh, no, not Glenn. He's been around forever.
One of the originals, and now he's...
But I really like that Negan just kind of came in swinging, literally.
Came in
swinging, but you're just like, okay, now we know who we're up against, so let's do it.
Now, who's your favorite character out of The Walking Dead altogether?
Negan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be Negan. I would say Daryl is a close second, though.
Yeah, I think he's everybody's favorite. Nobody likes Rick. Everyone's just like, ah, fuck Rick.
Yeah, Rick, whatever. Rick's there. Whatever. That's fine.
Any predictions for the new season?
From what I've heard from the actors and whatnot, is it sounds like it's going to be crazy.
Right.
Like, it sounds like it just starts and doesn't stop. Like, it's just one thing after another. So I think it's going to be mayhem.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a big war. I think we're probably going to lose a lot of characters we like, actually. I predict a lot of deaths.
All right.
It's been a while since we've had a lot of deaths besides Glenn and Abraham. So I think
they
we're going to have
quite
more.
A while without
yeah,
smoking
there
somebody.
There were several seasons where we didn't lose anybody. You know, we did, but ones where you're kind of like, eh, okay, bye.
The cannon fodder.
Yeah.
You're like, eh.
Yeah.
To hell with it.
Exactly.
Now, with your cosplay, you're coming back into the cosplay world because you've been doing this, but now you've joined forces with Project Nerd?
Project Cosplay.
Project Cosplay?
Yeah. That's more Bernie's thing.
And that's Bernie's thing. So what pulled you into it? Why do you want to expand and go more?
I do it more for the fact that I love meeting new people and making new friends.
Okay.
And that is the biggest reason I do it, is I want to get to know more people because I'm actually a very shy, introverted person.
Okay.
And cosplay kind of brings me out of that.
I would not have expected it.
No. Yeah. So it kind of gets... I like making new friends and stuff. So I just thought, why not work with some people, get to know some more people, and just kind of expand that way.
Okay.
And, like, I love being able to share what I know and what I do with people as well. Like, yeah. And I like to get positive vibes out there for, like, it's fun. Let it be fun.
Okay. So. Now, have you done a lot of photo shoots? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so definitely. You have prints available.
I do have prints. I do sell prints. So I've got... a few, not too many, but I've got a few.
Okay. Now, Barry's decided to remain oddly silent through all of this. Barry is sitting here. Bernie. Why do I keep calling you Barry? Your mic's live. You can talk.
Okay,
it's fine.
Yeah.
I've been calling you Barry all freaking weekend.
That's his new name.
This is mainly for Nicole, so I've been letting her see.
So, give us a lowdown, because, I mean, you're getting... talented females, you're getting cosplay back out there, because it's been kind of a lull in Colorado. I mean, we've lost, I hate to say lost, but I mean, cosplayers have moved on and other projects and things like that we haven't seen fresh faces. I mean, are you trying to bring the next wave of talent up?
I like to bring up new and upcoming cosplayers, and that's what I'm doing. That's why I support them at a lot of the cons, especially this year. You know, Nicole is one of my new stars, you know,
nope.
So I'm going to have her help me out with Project Cosplay quite a bit.
Okay.
And for those of you that don't know what Project Cosplay is, it's basically we rent out a venue and we get cosplayers and photographers together. And it's like a big, massive shoot. You know, the cosplayers will bring maybe 5, 6, 7 costumes, and they constantly change. They'll shoot with 2 or 3 photographers, go do a quick change, and then come back down and shoot some more. You know, and we had one girl come in from Kansas City, and she brought 12 costumes.
Holy crap!
In 3 days, she did 4 costumes a day, and she had, you know, like 24 different shoots.
Wow!
With different photographers and so forth, you know, with all of her costumes.
Now, Nicole, what's your favorite backdrop, or what do you like being photographed in, or your locale, or your set? I mean, what do you really get passionate or excited about?
I really love when it's kind of like on location.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're out in a place that the character would actually be in.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you've got characters that would be in like the forest, shooting in the forest, I think it makes it feel more legit.
Okay.
But like I really think some of my favorite photos are actually con photos, like con floor photos.
Okay.
Sometimes those come out just some of the best, and I don't know, it depends. But yeah, definitely on location is probably my favorite. It's okay. Most fun.
Now, how many cosplayers are there? How many people do you have in your team right now?
We probably have about four that I bring out that I support quite a bit.
Okay.
There's a couple more that I've been talking to that I want to bring into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's very hard to support the way that I want to support them more than four or five at the most.
At a time?
So, yes.
Well, I mean, it's a lot to juggle. I mean, I can imagine the wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many cosplays did you bring just for this con?
I brought four.
Four?
I brought four with me.
Okay.
I ended up wearing just three, but...
Well, you know, you get comfortable in one. You're like, I don't feel like going up and
actually,
changing.
Actually, I brought five. I take that back. I brought five.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Now, when you're building your cosplay, what are some of the things that you look for? What are the elements that you're like, yeah, I definitely got to use this, or I want to try and pull that in?
I try to make it as cheap as possible. So I try and find ways to like use everyday items to build. So
okay.
Like if I see a bowl and I know it's going to make a good shape for a piece of like armor or something, I'm going to do that. So
you're like cruising mom's kitchen.
Yeah.
Ooh, mom, you using that colander?
I'm like, you're going to use that bowl in the cabinet?
So who's next? Who are you looking forward to cosplaying the most next?
My next cosplay is actually from Overwatch.
Okay.
So I'm going to BlizzCon, and I'm going to be doing a female Junkrat.
BlizzCon is next month, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's next month.
Junkrat's not an easy cosplay.
It's not easy.
Cosplay.
No, I'm going to be very busy busting my butt trying to finish Junkrat, so.
Wow.
Pretty excited.
Now, do you play a lot of the video games?
I love video games. When I'm not cosplaying or at work, at my normal job, I play video games.
Wow. Who's your character of choice in Overwatch?
Junkrat is my main.
You probably are really enjoying it right now since they've taken off all the restrictions and he can just spawn
crazy
ass shit.
He's crazy right now. He is kind of OP. People hate it. They're like, oh God, why is there a Junkrat? I'm like, let's do this. Let's blow some stuff up. I'm like, aiming's overrated. Come on now.
Aiming is extremely, I'm just going to blow shit up and pray to God I get it in the Fallout. So when you're not gaming and everything else, what's your next con besides BlizzCon? Is that the final con for the season?
It might possibly be Walker Stalker Con in Atlanta.
Oh.
Possibly.
That's a big con.
It's a big con, and it would be very exciting to go to that.
Yeah. So,
but other than those two, that would be it for the year.
Okay.
And the next year, I'll start all over.
Start all over. Back to the grind.
Yep.
So if the listeners and players at home wanted to follow you or continue pursuing your career as you evolve as a great cosplayer, where do they need to go? What do they need to see?
I've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, any social media platform.
Okay.
Is Rosakova Cosplay. It's Rosakova.
All right.
Yep.
And what's on next for you, young man?
Actually, I am helping out with Pikes Peak Comic Con.
Are you now?
This is the first year that they have it. It's going to be a one-day con this year.
Yep.
And we're going to be promoting Project Cosplay at that event. I'm helping the owner of that con actually run it and stuff. So.
Okay. When are we going to see the next Project Cosplay? Are you guys going to be doing another event in the club? Because we met at, I think it was it Stampede the first time we met? Or was it maybe a different con?
No.
I lose track.
Yeah, it might have been here at RMC a couple of years ago.
It may have been.
About 2 years ago.
Could have been. The years have blurred together already. Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're taking a little bit of a break. We did Project Cosplay this past February. And there's a few things that we have to iron out, and we're thinking about bringing Project Cosplay back next October, November time frame.
Okay. If they want to keep up, where do they need to go to see when you guys will be making appearances with the models and if they're doing another Project Cosplay?
It'll be... You can find us on Facebook, Project Cosplay, Facebook, and Project Cosplay on Instagram.
Excellent. All right. And I expect to see good things.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys for sitting down with us. I look forward. We'll see you at Pikes Peak Con for sure, and we'll see how that goes. I'm excited to see what you pull out, and you'll have to tell me about BlitzCon and your Junkrat. I want to see the Junkrat.
I will definitely make sure to share that with you.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. And in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.